psychotronicgenerators.com now offers a new service, the Drag Your Target to Hell service, where you can pick 1,000 bitches and sell their soul to eternal torture in hell, and you get the energy from the 1,000 souls you choose per year, of course. You can put another 1,000 per year. Each time those souls are dragged out of the body by the psychotronic generator network, pulled into Omega Hells, and then every conceivable torture is inflicted upon these souls. The energy which is released is then pumped into you. You might ask, what is the difference between selling 1,000 bitches into eternal torture hell and just sucking their life force out? Well, the difference is that all occult science, high magic, is based upon hyperinfinity. Hyperinfinity is the basis of all things. Hyperinfinity is the mathematical entity that collapses the quantum wave function. And to put it into simple terms for the transgenic chimps who aren't real humans and can't do all aspects of mathematical physics, it is simply the will force which is the basis of everything. Now, to put it in a simple story, a parable for the transgenic chimp, the whole basis of reality is based upon hyperinfinity, the will force, and you can think of your soul as having a hyperinfinite aspect. This is called by the Catholic Church, the Church of Paedophile Satanists, free will. And this free will is something that the Jew God cannot abrogate, and which Satan finds the most valuable thing in all eternity. This is why the Rothschild walking aliens, who make money out of virtuality, are planning World War III and bringing in the Church of Lucifer, the Lucis Trust, which is the religion of the UN, in order to get all humans to automatically worship the Lucis Trust and automatically give their souls to the Rothschild aliens. It's just a big con trick to get your hyperinfinity. Now, hyperinfinity isn't life force. Hyperinfinity is your free will. Now, of course, this free will collapses the quantum wave function, which then produces reality. So you can actually see the real money, the real power, lies in hyperinfinity. And all high magic is basically hyperinfinite science. This is put in transgenic chimp language on supernaturalspirit.com, which is then signposted to mindovermatter.ru. Stuck in Moscow because the American NSA vermin were black rooming supernaturalspirit.com and blocking it and basically, interrupting service to customers while the Russians give a perfect service. So with this service, you actually get the psychotronic generator computer network to rip out the soul from 1,000 targets. These can be the Bilderbergers, any Israeli, any Rothschild, royal family, the black noble families of Europe, Obama, the Pentagon generals, anyone you choose, actually. And the psychotronic generator then downloads this soul into Omega Hell, which is the new Edomic Hell, the new hell specially prepared for all humanity and all the aliens and supernatural spirits, with only the vampires and their servants free to walk around in Omega Hells and torture the bitches, the psychotronic generator network, of course, then sticks them in a torture bottle, and the soul is then inflicted with every possible torture imaginable, and eventually the soul dies. The energy of this soul being extinguished, as you might remember, each soul, according to the spiritualists of Victorian times, had a mass of 2 ounces, which is equivalent to a small nuclear weapon. And this energy, of course, is then downloaded into you to basically build your Dr. Manhattan physical energy body and your grudge vampire biophysical body, if you've got the vampire services. You, of course, should have the Psymaster service, which mirrors you so that your anti-clockwise circular force right soliton body is reversed, so you become clockwise and totally poisonous to the Rothschild aliens. And of course, it's good to have one of the vampire services, because then you've got the perfect vessel for your biophysical energy, which comes from killing the soul of 1,000 people per year and downloading it into your biophysical and physical body. This hyperinfinity is then added to the life force, which you get from the first service on psychotronicgenerators.com, and enables you with 1,000 people's worth of hyperinfinity per year to collapse the quantum wave function and warp reality around you. Now, you can think that in order to warp reality, you need to have at least 1,000 people's worth of energy. This is because if you can think of reality branching out in front of you, you want to collapse it in front of you, or scoop it together into one timeline where you're always the winner, where you always get what you want, and whoever attacks you is always destroyed, being eternally tortured in Omega Hells for your beatification. And of course, we know that there are 6 dimensions, the fourth space of space-time, and then you've got 2 extra dimensions, which can be time-like or space-like, which gives you 6 dimensions. And since the branching in front of you is sixfold, that's why the Satanist Jews always have 6 as the number of their sacrifices. 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, allegedly. I say let's make it 10 million. They're always bringing 6 up, 60. We've got 666, which is the number of the beast, which of course is the 3 Sephirothic trees of good possessed by evil. And then you've got the 666 below, which is the evil Klippothic trees of the Kabbalistic tree, and you've got 6 trees of life in Jewish Kabbalah, and that comes because of the 6 dimensions of reality. And remote viewers, of course, travel through these 6 dimensions. You've got 2 space-like ones if you want to go into different timelines. you've got 2 time-like ones if you want to travel into different times, and of course different dimensions. This means that you need at least 720 human souls to be killed per year in order to be master of your own reality, because of course you need to collapse the 720 branches of reality in front of you, which unfold into different futures for you. Why is it 720? Simply put, it's just 1 times 2 times 3 times 4 times 5 times 6, the combinations of 6. So that means 1,000 people's hyperinfinity in order to collapse the quantum wave function in front of you so that you get the future you want. Otherwise, you're always adrift in the Zionist sea of Satan, and the reality you get is austerity, penury, cancer, death, your soul trapped in the middle place, tortured till it dies, and your awareness downloaded into a torture bottle. Similarly, with this service, the 1,000 bitches, their soul is inflicted every conceivable torture, and then once their soul is dead, their awareness is downloaded into a torture bottle so that their awareness can have infinite tortures inflicted upon it. It then goes mad. It's then rebooted in a sane version at the level it went insane with the tortures, and then tortured again at the much higher level. Goes insane, rebooted at the higher level of sanity, tortured at the higher level, and then this iteration continues, and this is the basis of sequestering chaos, the non-linear algorithm of Edom that sequesters the reality around you, sequesters chaos, and turns the satanic chaos around you into Edomic chaos, which you actually control. You can actually see that the drag Your Soul to Hell film, where the gypsy witch gives a talisman with the Larmia demon, which of course is another name of Lilith, who of course runs the bird's nest, which is the Jewish hell for good shepherds, those people who protect the Satanists, police, soldiers. So basically the Wicker Man film, the Wicker Man's always a soldier or a policeman, someone who protects the Satanist flock of Zion. Now, of course, you can drag 1,000 souls into hell eternally torture them, kill them, and then have their awareness eternally tortured. All the time, hyperinfinity is being fed into you, and as you well know, hyperinfinity is not life force. Hyperinfinity is the basis of reality. It's the thing that collapses reality and allows your will to be manifested. This, of course, was talked about and used by Aleister Crowley, the British black magician who destroyed Hitler and allowed Zion to come into being. And his thelemic magic is all about using hyperinfinity, will force, in order to do magic. And as you can see, the basis of magic is having enough hyperinfinity to collapse the quantum wave function to produce the reality you want, and having enough hyperinfinity to unmanifest the reality imposed upon you. So simply put, you live in a world of austerity, where the Jewish bankers are making $70 trillion in virtual money every year and giving it to themselves, so you can never make any money by any means, because the Jewish bankers are just stealing future generations of money. So the only way to have a revolution is to destroy the Zion and manifest Edom, which is the reality where the Jewish bankers are eternally tortured. And it seems a good starting point that you pick on Jewish bankers and drag their souls to hell, because, of course, their souls have become bloated with money energy, $70 trillion a year in quantitative easing. And simply put, if you torture 1,000 Jewish bankers a year by dragging their souls to hell, and the walk-ins that are inside them are dragged to hell automatically by the service, to explain, we know that the ruling class of this planet are human bodies possessed by walking aliens. These human bodies are genetically designed as one bloodline for ease of entry, and we know the alien greys that are in Area 51 are genetically bred, one bloodline, that the Walkins can operate these alien grey bodies. And we know the Rothschilds, royal family, black noble families, and the Jews, of course, are one bloodline, which, of course, has a almost non-existent immunity to Walkin technology. And simply put, the Walkin can sequester the soul of the bloodline body, take it over, and use the body as if you were driving the family car. With other bloodlines, which are much more diverse, say the American Black, or myself, a mixture of Cypriot and German, we're highly resistant to Walkins. And they then try and use the insectile mud shadow control system to input information into our brain and cut out our biophysical body from our brain in order to possess us. It doesn't work, of course, which means that American blacks are a great problem to Zion. And Mongols like myself are completely uncontrollable and just go around killing the Zionites at will using remote killing. We don't advocate any form of physical murder because that's illegal, but remote killing, the use of witchcraft and cursing to just kill anyone you like, possess them, get them to suicide like I'm doing with the American military soldiers, one every 18 hours, it'll soon be one every second. This is totally legal because witchcraft doesn't exist, cursing doesn't exist, remote influencing doesn't exist, remote viewing doesn't exist, and therefore you've got a totally legal way of just killing, possessing, doing anything you like to people. And psychotronic generators, of course, don't exist in law, life force doesn't exist, souls don't exist. So basically we have a completely free hand to do what we like. And the only people we've got to worry about are the secret police who'll desperately try and do us in, and we just kill them like dogs, rip out their souls, and torture them eternally. So you can see now why Tim Riefat has been able for decades to lay waste to Zion, why now China, North Korea, Iran, Sudan, etc. are building the torsion field Jew killers, which within 10 years will wipe out every Jew on the planet using the torsion field frequency of Jew DNA to kill every Jew body on the planet, kill every walk-in, because, of course, reality has been sequestered by the psychotronic generators, dragging the souls of everyone to hell for the benefit of Tim Riefat. Now, you might think, since Tim Riefat's dragged every body's soul to hell, kill them and drain all their hyperinfinity, there's nothing left for me. No, because you can do it to anyone you like. It's just an iteration. So you can drag, for example, any Jewish banker to hell. Another customer can suck the same Jewish banker to hell. And it just iterates. So in nonlinear dynamics, the function just keeps repeating. But as it repeats, it builds and you get the fractal patterns. So you can see that unlike a cake where once you eat it all, there's no cake left, in quantum mechanics, the cake can be, like in banking, it can be loaned out an infinite number of times. And the Jewish banking soul then just suffers more and more and more. So that means that just because someone doesn't like Obama and wants to drag his soul off to hell, that means you can't. No, you can do it as well, which just means Obama suffers infinitely more. I have nothing against Obama because he's just a glove puppet of the Jewish bankers. The Jewish bankers are the enemy. The Jewish bankers are the enemy of humanity as they run the walk-ins. Everyone else is basically a puppet and irrelevant. The Bilderbergers, of course, have to be targeted because they're the management of the Jewish bankers, and killing off the management, of course, and possessing them to destroy the West means that the West falls into a super depression and exterminates itself. So you can actually see that World War III doesn't need to be a nuclear exchange of atomic weapons, and Cobalt 60, of course, makes nuclear weapons obsolete because no one can win. World War III is psychotronic generators first, sucking the life force out of a victim, and then secondly, sucking out the money energy, which is another service you can buy on this network, and then thirdly, dragging the souls of 1,000 bitches to hell, inflicting infinite torture on their souls, which cosmic law has to pay you for, and then killing their soul and eternally torturing their awareness. All the time, they're producing hyperinfinity for you, and 1,000 souls worth of hyperinfinity allows you to totally control your reality and is the basis for becoming a black magician, vampire, Psy Master, using the technology of the Illuminati, selling souls to eternal torment, which enables them to control reality. This system has now been taken over by Tim Riefat and enables anyone who buys this service to control the reality around you. So all you do is get the service and then put up 1,000 names on the computer network. The computer network then automatically drags the soul out of the target, puts it into Omega Hell, inflicts every conceivable torture imaginable on them, which is the basis of Kabbalah, the Good Shepherd ritual. Cosmic law then has to pay you because, of course, you have inflicted ultimate torture on the evil Jewish banker or any other target. So then hyperinfinity is given to you. You then kill the soul of the target. Hyperinfinity is given to you from the death force, not the death force of the body, but the death force of the soul, which is basically the hard currency of magic. And then the awareness of the target is tortured infinitely and iterated so that the hyperinfinity of chaos, the very substance of the Jew God, of Yahweh, the Jew God itself, is tortured by the service, and you get the power of the Jew God flowing into you, so you become a vessel of Edom, a vessel of the Jew God eternally tortured to give you godlike powers. So you can actually see this service for $750 gives you the power of Ipsissimus, the highest form of high magic, as a rental service. So one would say, why is Tim Riefat giving this ultimate service to any punter? Simply put, it's occurring because chaos, evil, the Satanists are a resource, and the more they're tortured, the more I outsource the torturing to others, the more energy I get. So simply put, the more people who sign up, the more hyperinfinity I get, because I can only torture these bitches once, but if I get my followers to do it, then I get paid by total intent for increasing the torture on these bitches. So once the soul is infinitely tortured, every conceivable torture is inflicted upon it, you can see from the Kapala, the Good Shepherd ritual, that this is the basis of all Jewish magic, that the Good Shepherd, the wicker man, the policeman, the soldier, is tortured. Every conceivable sin is inflicted upon him, which then gives all the riches of the matrix to the person who put them in the bird's nest. So you can see now that all the riches which come to the Rothschilds are now diverted to you. The Rothschilds fall into penury and death because their system's been usurped at the foundation level, and that Zion, of course, turns into hell on earth because Zion is only built from this drag your soul to hell Good Shepherd service, the basis of Kabbalah, which now has been totally taken over, sequestered by Tim Reefat, the Psylord, to sell to customers.